Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to make a video addressing the question of, was Jesus Christ an ascetic? Was Jesus Christ an ascetic? A dictionary definition of ascetic or asceticism is severe self-discipline and avoidance of all forms of indulgence, typically for religious reasons. And so many people will say that Jesus Christ practiced a life of self-denial and it was for religious reasons, where basically he went without and he intentionally didn't have a place to sleep and didn't eat and would pray through the night and he would harm his body. And when you look at various religious people all over the world of various religions, they take this to extremes. For example, some of the Jain monks in India will go without wearing clothing, without brushing their teeth, without taking a bath, and they go to extremes of this, of basically, well, I can't give, I've got to deny my flesh, and I got to have no attachments whatsoever. And you look at Martin Luther, who was studying to be a Catholic as he was a monk, and he would, it said, sleep outside in the freezing cold and harm his body to the point where he's almost dead. You look at Magdarame in Pampanga with the self-flagellation of the Catholics as they beat themselves and draw blood, and sometimes they even crucify themselves. And this is attached to asceticism. Or some of the extremist Buddhists or Hindus over in India that would harm their body, and they do it for spiritual reasons where they think this is a godly thing. I will say this, that Jesus Christ was not an ascetic. Okay. Now, let me just dig into this, because many people are going to claim that Jesus Christ was an ascetic. From the book, The Ascetic Teaching of Jesus and the Apostles, it says, "The whole of the ascetical doctrine of the gospel is summed up in these words of Jesus Christ. If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." And so they say that Jesus Christ, his whole life was about being an ascetic, where you just deny yourself, deny any pleasure or anything that you want, because of the fact you're doing it for spiritual reasons. And many people will attach this to Jesus Christ, they say, was over in India from the age of 12 to 30, or even that he died in India, some people would say. And they say that he was studying the teaching of Buddhism and Hinduism and these Eastern religions. But let's see where that quote comes from, of denying himself and taking up his cross daily and follow me. Let's see the context in the Bible. Matthew 16, verses 21 through 25. "From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day." So he's talking about his death and how he's going to rise again. "Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Verse 24, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." So the context is Jesus speaking about his death and his resurrection. And look, in the flesh, Jesus Christ, he did not want to die. He did not want to go through that torture. He did not want to suffer. But here's the thing, our lives are not about us. It's about other people. And Jesus Christ even said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Now here's the thing, he says that we ought to love in the same manner as him. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." And so basically what he's saying is, put other people before yourself. That's the context in John 15, where he says, "Lay down your life for your friends." Most likely, I will never have to die for my friends or my family or people that I care about. Most likely, I will not have to suffer a crucifying death for other people, but I can still lay down my life, symbolically speaking, on a daily basis. That's the context of Philippians chapter 2, with "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." So when he's saying deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me, what he's saying in the context of Matthew 16 is we should be willing to care about other people more than ourselves. With him specifically, he is speaking about his death and his resurrection, and he's saying, my life is not about me, it's about other people. But here's the thing, what does it have to do with not wearing clothing? What does it have to do with not sleeping on a bed? What does that have to do with starving your body? That's not a spiritual thing to starve your body. It's not a spiritual thing to beat yourself. It's not a spiritual thing to intentionally crucify yourselves. Jesus was crucified to die for the sins of the world. That's not something that I need to do. And what's interesting is Jesus says this in Matthew 16, and Peter basically tries to rebuke him. And then Peter, Jesus talks to Peter about how he's going to deny him three times. And Peter says, all men might do that, but not me. And then all of a sudden, Jesus rose again. And then in John 21, as we compare spiritual things with spiritual, here's what it says in verse 18. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. And so we see the same wording of follow me, and he's talking about the death that Peter is going to be martyred for the cause of Christ. And that links back to what he said in Matthew chapter 16 about how, you know, we need to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him. And the Bible says that if you are living godly, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And you know what? Peter lived during a time period when being a Christian and being zealous, it was actually a very dangerous thing. Now, this is true for certain parts of the world, and people should be willing to die for the cause of Christ if necessary. That has nothing to do, though, with starving your body. That has nothing to do with causing pain in your body. That has nothing to do with beating yourself. That has nothing to do with being an ascetic. You say, but Jesus Christ talked about how, you know, the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. You know, everyone else has a place to sleep, but not him. But see, Jesus Christ was traveling all over the world, and he was preaching. He was traveling from place to place and preaching. So he's going from town to town, and when you go to a new town, he didn't necessarily know where he was going to sleep at night. He was preaching the gospel, and for that cause, that's the reason why he was doing that, okay? But that doesn't mean that if you're part of a local New Testament church and you have a job and you're stationed in a location, that God expects you not to have a house, not to have a bed, not to have a place to sleep, not to eat any food, but starve yourself to the point of death. How is that a spiritual thing? Jesus Christ was traveling around preaching, and it meant that, you know what, you didn't necessarily have a McDonald's to order food as you're going into town. But that doesn't mean that we should be starving our bodies and just going without a place to sleep, because the reality is, if you're stationed in a location, you need to have a house and a home and a place to stay. I mean, it's just common sense. That doesn't make Jesus Christ an ascetic. It just means as he was going preaching the gospel, he didn't necessarily know what would happen. Paul the Apostle, the same way. As he's traveling around, oftentimes he would stay at other people's homes because of the fact, you know, he didn't necessarily have a place to stay. He didn't know, you know, what he was where he was going to be staying. But, you know, I'm sure he stayed at people's houses. You know, you see that in the Bible. And I'm sure he also took showers and cleansed himself, because the Bible says that you're supposed to do that, not to starve yourself. What's interesting is that Jesus Christ was actually accused of living a luxurious life. And so people are now trying to say, well, Jesus was an ascetic, and yet when he was alive, he was also accused of living a nice life, a luxurious life. You say, what are you talking about? Well, Matthew 11, verses 18 and 19, for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he hath a devil. So John the Baptist, he was eating locusts and wild honey. He was like living off the land, and he was doing that to preach the gospel. Now, I want you to realize a few things. One, John the Baptist was not married with a family. If you're married with a family, I mean, expecting your family to live out in the wilderness, it's not a practical thing. It's one thing to be a single person like John the Baptist or Paul the Apostle, and you might, you know, basically have strong faith that things are going to work out as you're going and preaching the gospel. But if you're located in an area, if you're married, it's your job as a husband to provide for your family. You're supposed to provide for your family. You know, they are relying on you for food. It would be an ungodly thing to not give them a place to stay, not give them food, and expect them to starve their bodies and say this is a spiritual thing. So people said John the Baptist was crazy. He hath the devil because he's basically just living off the land there. But then in verse 19, the Bible says, the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners, but wisdom is justified of her children. So in verse 19, they say, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, came eating and drinking. Okay, then it says, a man gluttonous and a wine bibber. Now, a wine bibber is someone who drinks a lot of wine. If you drank a lot of water, you'd be a water bibber. It's not really a term that we use, and it's most often associated with the word wine, but it just means someone who drinks a lot of wine. Now, I believe this is referring to grape juice, because I believe you can link it to gluttonous, eating a lot of food, and then drinking a lot of grape juice. And it says a friend of publicans and sinners. So what it's saying is that Jesus Christ would sometimes go to people's homes and they would feed him a nice meal. They would give him nice food to eat. They would give him grape juice, which was very expensive and luxurious. And people would criticize him for that. And they were saying he was living a life of luxury when he's supposed to be living a simple life. So I want you to realize, you know, there's some extremes here. I do believe as Christians, in general, living a simple life is a good model to follow. But it's not wrong to have nice things. It's not wrong to go on vacation. It's not wrong to have a nice meal at a restaurant. And so Jesus Christ did that when he was invited, and they said he was a man gluttonous and a wine bibber. He did this for the cause of preaching the gospel to the publicans and sinners. But what does it say? Wisdom is justified of her children. And what that basically is saying is that people can criticize you or say whatever, but basically the proof's in the pudding, okay? Jesus didn't do anything wrong. He was living a godly life, and he was trying to do what's right, and they accused him of living a luxurious life. They didn't accuse him of being an ascetic. They accused him of living a luxurious life. But at times, he had to have a lot of faith as he's traveling around preaching the gospel. Some of the other things they say are, well, the Bible says that we are supposed to be a living sacrifice. And once again, that means laying down your life for other people on a daily basis. That doesn't mean literally harming your body and starving yourself. Are there times of fasting and prayer? Of course, but that doesn't mean you should starve yourself to the point of death. And just because Jesus fasted for long periods of time, that doesn't mean, he never says that you're expected to go weeks and weeks without eating food. That's not a godly practice. We are supposed to take care of our bodies. They are the temple of the Holy Ghost. They'll say, well, the Bible says that we're strangers and pilgrims. Yes, this world is not our home, and we should live for spiritual things that have eternal rewards and not for the things of the earth, okay? But when we're talking about denying ourselves and denying fleshly lusts, we should deny listening to sinful music and watching sinful things and committing sins. That doesn't mean that we should deny ourselves from eating food and deny ourselves from wearing clothes and taking a bath. That's ridiculous, okay? And the Bible talks about bringing our body into subjection. And what does that mean? Well, it means denying yourself from worldly and sinful pleasures. That doesn't mean denying yourself from just basic necessities that are not sinful and not wrong. God asks us to deny ourselves from things that are sinful. He never asks us to deny ourselves from basic necessities for the cause of Christ or that it's a spiritual thing. And so this idea of being an ascetic, this was something that's often attached to people having poverty, beating themselves, you know, basically going without sleep and just harming their body. And look, this is not a godly thing. It's not a godly practice. And Jesus Christ, he went around preaching the gospel, and he had to take great faith that things would work out. And oftentimes, you know what? It did mean to deny his flesh some basic things because of the fact he was trying to preach the gospel. That doesn't mean that we're supposed to intentionally harm our bodies. That doesn't mean that we're supposed to deny ourselves from wearing clothing. And that doesn't mean that it's a model for the normal person to just travel around with a family and not have a place to stay. The bottom line is, it's not wrong to have some nice things. It's not wrong to have a bed. It's not wrong to eat at a nice restaurant. It's not wrong to have your basic necessities. The bottom line is, Jesus Christ was not an ascetic. Thank you, and God bless.